All right. welcome to the call, everyone. Our agenda for today is here. On the agenda, we've got a discussion about basically where each one of these task forces is or where we're headed. Signatures, context, task force, roadmap update is basically what we have on the agenda today. We also have someone new joining us, Elf Public. If we could do a quick introduction to you so the rest of the group knows who you are, that would be good. Let's put that at the front of the agenda. Are there any updates or changes to the agenda? Anything else that we should discuss? Okay, let's go ahead and get started. first up is an introduction to Elf Public. Elf, would you mind doing a quick introduction to yourself?
Yes, sure. Hello, everyone. Actually, yesterday I posted a short introduction to the mailing list. I can repeat maybe a few of the things that I've been following Open Badges for quite a while and also web payments work. I participate in few community groups, now also in a social web working group and interest group. So I'm really interested in the work we do here. I also really appreciate the JSON-LD and Linked Data, so I'm really excited about all this work. And yeah, that's my first call here, so I want to like get to know your voices and just maybe listen first and in a couple of calls maybe contribute a little more, hopefully.
Welcome.
Good morning. This is Mary Bowles speaking. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Mrs. Eric speaking. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, Eric. Hi, Mark.
So
hello,
I,
Elf.
Sorry, go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Elf. This is Mark Luba. Welcome.
Thank you.
So I completely fell down on my chair duties and forgot to assign a scribe for the call before we started. Mark's in the car. Well, I'm next up, so I'm it. Thank you, Elf, for the introduction. For those that don't know anything about Elf's background, there's a really interesting documentary on him on Vimeo, so if you have the time to watch it, definitely do. Let's go ahead and move into the first agenda item. I'll fill in the stuff about Elf later. Okay, first agenda item is the signatures work stream. Let's try and get a quick update on that and figure out what the plan is for the next 2 months with the signatures work stream. Dave Lonely, would you mind doing a quick intro to it and starting the discussion there?
Dave, before you do that quickly, I noticed in the meeting minutes from last week where I was not here, my name was attached to this. I'm happy to, with that assignment. I obviously just realized that yesterday, though, so moving forward, I would like to help participate. So.
Okay, fantastic. I just took the first two names from each one of the streams. Because the assumption there were those were the group leaders, but great to have your help. Brian.
Okay, so basically most of this work revolves around getting the RDF data set normalization spec up to date. That specification is fairly out of date with implementations. The implementations that are out there are in a couple of different languages. I think we have one in JavaScript. I think we have it in JavaScript, PHP, Python, and Java. And those implementations all work together and have been in use for a while. And mostly what needs to happen is I need to set aside a few more hours to go in and just bring the actual spec text up to date with those implementations. And once that has been done, then some other people can jump on and help out with the work. I know that Digital Bazaar just recently put out a JSON-LD signatures library, and I don't know if Manu wanted to just talk about that briefly. I can scribe for you if you'd like.
Yep. So let me find the. Of course, I don't have the link in front of me. SynLD signatures. Hold on 1 second. Let me get the link. Digital. Okay. So we just released a library. Let me go back. Here's the library release for JSON-LD signatures. So the at some point we're going to need many more organizations to start using the digital signature mechanism for JSON-LD than just the people in this group. So we need to make sure that we provide the tooling that's necessary to make integration pretty easy, especially with the JSON-LD signature stuff. The good news is that we've had these libraries for multiple years now. The algorithms really haven't changed all that much. We've done some bug fixing and patching here and there, but in general, the algorithms are stable. And so now, in typically, W3C isn't tasked with creating these libraries. They depend on implementers, people outside W3C to actually implement the specification. So the good news is that we have four implementations of this, you know, these normalization algorithms, and it's usually quite an effort to try to just even get two by the time a spec is done. So we're in the experimental phase well before they're needed. We've got four implementations, so we're really set up fairly well to move this work along at a fairly rapid clip. So I think what we are trying to do with the JSON-LD signatures library is just put something out there that we can point to so that when people say, you know, well, how exactly is the signature created or how is it verified, we can point to working code where that happens. We also targeted JavaScript because it works both in the browser and in Node.js, so we kind of kill two birds with one stone with that, and on top of that, we want to be able to integrate this stuff into the JSON-LD playground to basically make it very easy for people to create signatures just using a web browser for testing purposes and development purposes. So that's basically what we have right now. There's been a bunch of back and forth with Melvin asking for some new features. He's put in a couple of feature requests for the library, so just as a heads up to the group, we've got an implementation of the JSON-LD signature stuff out there. It's under a BSD license. Anyone can use it for commercial and non-commercial purposes. So there's that. Any questions on the JSON-LD signature stuff before we move on?
Assuming there's interest in migrating that to other languages like Java or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. And the core thing that we need, the hardest part of this whole JSON-LD signatures stuff, the implementation-wise, is the data set normalization stuff. Once you've got that, it's like a couple hours of work to do the rest of the signature stuff.
Okay.
And so once Dave gets the graph normalization spec into a new form, then we're going to ask other people to implement the normalization algorithm, you know, in Java or C Sharp or, you know, C++, if there's anyone that wants to take on that challenge, so on and so forth. It has actually been implemented in C++ before. We just laid
that out. Yeah, I was going to say, I actually did a C++ implementation that's sitting out on GitHub somewhere, so somebody could crib from that if they wanted to.
How difficult would it be to bring that up to date, Dave?
Well, the most difficult part would just be that you'd probably want to use a different, like, underlying JSON library. I think the biggest problem with that is not the normalization code itself. It's just its dependencies. So getting the actual code for the normalization stuff working based on some other library stack is probably not too difficult by looking at the code.
Okay. Okay. Any other updates for the signatures work stream?
Is there a priority roadmap for getting the normalization stuff done first, and then where is that activity captured?
Well, you mean the official getting the normalization work done, or the
the prioritization? Like, I guess so. Again, I wasn't here last week, so
order of operations.
Do the work streams have their own like wiki space or something?
You know, it's up to the people running the streams to figure out what they want to do.
Okay.
There are, there's for the signature stuff and for the roadmap, there's definitely a pre-existing document that can be edited. For the context stuff that Nate and Sunny are heading up, they're probably going to do that in Badge Alliance using their own, you know, process and whatnot. So that's up to them. As far as priorities, we're trying to run all these in parallel, and we should be able to run all three of these work streams in parallel. For the signature stuff, the graph normalization spec is the blocker right now. Like that's the long pole in the tent. We need to make sure that we get that done so that everything else can proceed. What we're going to try to do is once Dave Longley gets that spec done, then we're going to try and quickly shift it into a mini working group at W3C with the help of W3C staff. And if that is successful, then we hope to have a rec within a year. I mean, we're targeting 6 months, but it takes a long time to charter and set up the work and get review and all that kind of stuff. So our expectation is a year once that work starts. Okay, anything else on signatures? Okay, if not, let's go to the context update. Is Nate or Sunny on the call today? I don't see them. I do see someone that we don't know who they are. So we have Brent, Brian, Mark, Eric, Dave Lane, Dave Longley, Victoriano, myself, Elf, and Mary. If I didn't call your name, who are you?
Sorry, I could hear you, but I was way on mute. What was that?
If I did not call your name, I think I called your name, Mary. Trying to figure out who this other person sitting on the line is.
Oh, okay. I'll go back on mute.
Okay, we have an anonymous person. And since Nate and Sunny aren't here, we can't really make any progress on the context stuff. So let's go ahead and switch over to work onto the roadmap work stream.
Yeah, hey man, I'm Mark here. I'm prepared to talk about the roadmap.
Okay, great. Let me scribe that. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
One area I'm interested in getting feedback from the group upon has to do with the emphasis of the roadmap. You know, of course, one part of the process is, in fact, you know, proceeding through with the technical specification towards, you know, the hopeful granting of a standard status. But another aspect of it is the demonstration of the concept, which is the area that I'm sort of focusing my interest and attention. And I wanted to confirm that in fact is correct.
As far as goals, I think that what you outlined are both necessary, right? How do we get the technical specification through and then ramp it up as a standard? And then how do we demonstrate that the technology actually works, show that the concept works? I think the roadmap is really intended for the first topic that you mentioned, and not necessarily the latter topic. The latter topic is what we depend on we depend on organizations that are currently on the call for the latter thing. So a commercial company has to come forward and say, okay, we've implemented your specification, you know, we've implemented the group specification, this is what it looks like in practice. But as far as the roadmap's concerned, mainly what we're trying to do is we're trying to demonstrate how all of these pieces fit together. Like, how does a university deploy this system, and how does it interoperate with, for example, a hiring or recruiting company out there, and how does that recruiting company interact with a business that's trying to hire someone, or a college that's trying to hire someone? How does the credential kind of go from cradle to grave? Where does it, where is it created? What organizations does it pass through? Who receives it? And then what technical specifications are required to support that life cycle? So the roadmap basically outlines the way we expect the industry to hopefully adopt this standard. We want it to kind of fit in with current business processes or business and operational processes. And then we want to clearly outline, this is the slice of the ecosystem that we're trying to standardize. And this is our plan for doing that standardization. Does that make sense?
It does. So it's sort of defining the vision and the macro level use case, and then detailing the aligning the standards and the references to that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, that's helpful. I'd really like to also get involved in the latter, but I appreciate the explanation and I'm happy to pursue that.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mark. So I think that kind of addresses the first question, which is what exactly do we want to deliver in this document. Now, those were just high-level thoughts from me. If other people in the group feel that we should take a different direction, definitely speak up and say something. The direction that I outlined is kind of where the web payments interest group is right now. We're trying to figure out what the roadmap is, and after weeks of discussion, that's kind of the approach that we seem to be settling on. And so the idea here is to maybe reuse that thinking for the credential roadmap, because more than likely we are going to take what we have in this group and feed it into the web payments IG. So if what we feed into there looks like what they have already done and are familiar with, the likelihood of our ideas being adopted in the IG is much higher than if we have to re-explain exactly what the our roadmap is trying to do. Any thoughts on what the roadmap document should have in it, other than what's been discussed already, or does anyone disagree or agree? General thoughts from the group.
This is Eric speaking. I'm wondering what we have to do regarding the concept of integration or support of other standards, if you will, or proposed standards. For example, the open badge interface specifications are different than our specifications, and so do we need to think about interoperability or not? or are we just saying we all need to just get agreement on the same standard, or do we look at interactive, you know, I don't know what the best way to explain it, but I think you understand where I'm going.
Yeah, well, so in general, W3C frowns on standards that don't reuse existing standards. So, and by existing standards, I mean the official stamped by W3C membership, 400-member vote kind of standard, right? ITF, W3C, ISO, things like that. The space that we're in with this credential stuff, there really doesn't anything, nothing really exists. So as a secondary thing, W3C does not want there to be, doesn't want to see, no standards body wants there to be two standards that effectively do the same thing out there. So I think that's why we're trying to align with what the Badge Alliance is doing, because we or feed that work into what we're doing here as well, so that we don't end up creating two solutions that more or less do the same thing in the space. So to specifically answer your question, we absolutely have to think about interoperability with the badges stuff. That doesn't mean historic interoperability. Like, we don't necessarily have to look at OBI, you know, 0.5 and say the stuff
right.
we create here has to be interoperable with it. What we have to say is, you know, here's the vision for the future, and in the next year, this entire system and what the Badge Alliance is doing are interoperable. That's the goal. Like, our roadmap needs to say something to that effect.
I agree. And then the other point, but I'll pass the until I get my thoughts together.
Okay. Any other thoughts on what the roadmap document should or should not do, what it should be in, or what should be in it?
I know what I remembered was the context and vocabularies was one of the things. I'm sure it's in the roadmap, but is that something that's considered in this as baseline vocabularies?
Yeah. I mean, our systems don't exist without those. So it's, you know, if we don't have those, what we're proposing doesn't interoperate.
So is it, and I'm still learning the process menu, so you understand my questioning, is that are there going to be agreed upon baseline required elements in a credential? Is that something we consider, that a credential should have a minimum of, you know, certain elements? Is that within the scope of what we would do?
Yeah, absolutely. It's for this group to decide. Well, it's for this group to propose and for the official working group at W3C to decide. But we should we don't have interoperability unless there's a standard set of, you know, things that go into every badge or credential that's created, right? So, for example, a signature. I think that's not a very controversial thing. A description of the credential, not a controversial thing. So we should probably make those requirements.
Yeah, what we can do is just look at the most basic definition of a credential that we've been working with, which is like a single claim made about an entity that is digitally signed. And we can sort of say these, based on that, these will be the minimum things that would be required in a vocabulary or would be required in a credential that must be supported.
Okay. Anything else on what goes into the roadmap? What should be in there?
Yeah. I thought about this previous calls. Is what about a validator?
Out of scope, typically. So the group can decide to create a validator. These are the things. So let me break it down into things we need to get through the standardization process, and things we need to make this whole initiative successful. So things we need to go through the standardization process is we need technical specification. We need at least two interoperable implementations of that specification, and we need a test suite. So that's all we need to get through the standardization process. But as everyone on the call probably knows, is that that doesn't get you a market adopting what you build. That just gets you, you know, a technology that can be reviewed by companies and they decide whether or not to implement it. So the next phase of things that we need, and usually this stuff's worked in parallel, are helper libraries like the JSON-LD signatures library, like maybe a credential creation library, commercial implementations, companies coming up and saying that they back what we're doing. Those are all things that we need to also have to make sure that we have, you know, something that's going to be successful in the market. And the second one are things like, you know, large organizations, like, for example, if we can get the U.S. Department of Education to say that they approve of the way that we're doing credentials, that's a great tick in the box, right? If we can get Google, let me take that back. If we can get some hot new startup to say that they're using the credential spec to express credentials or badges or the OBI stuff to do that, then that's a big win. If we can get somebody to implement C# implementation of JSON-LD signatures and a credential creation library, that would be a big win to get the second thing that we need to make this stuff successful off the ground. Did that make sense?
Are there any examples of like really good roadmaps that you would point to for other standards and things?
It's a great question. No, no, because this stuff, people don't typically think through this stuff as deeply as we're thinking through at W3C. So the roadmap's not absolutely required, but it's really good to have that messaging down, because one, it provides cohesiveness in the group, and two, it helps the working group not spend the first year thinking about these sorts of things. I shouldn't say no. Let me try and think a bit to see if there are any good examples of a roadmap. Not off the top of my head.
I think there was a conversation that we had with you a while back, Manu, where we did lessons learned from JSON-LD. So maybe that might be a session to have. You know, what you guys learned in bringing that forth and how we might be able to leverage that knowledge. Of course,
yeah, we're doing a lot of that here.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, of course, many of you are already on the team, but we have new members, so.
A couple of things. I mean, prepping all these docs in a community group so that a working group has a set of documents to just pick up and run with, that's one of the biggest things that you can do, because that cuts a year to 2 years off of the working group time just by doing that. And we have much more leeway in how we create those documents in this group than a working group has, meaning that we can make decisions and move fairly quickly here. Once it gets into the working group, they can't move as quickly as we can out here. So that's one of them. You know, having a roadmap document is also good. I'm trying to think of, you know, some other things that we learned. The thing that made the JSON-LD work different is that it was one of the working groups had already decided that they wanted to solve the problem, right? We've got W3C companies that said they wanted to solve a particular problem, and we had a solution ready to go. The W3C membership has not to date said they want to solve credentials on the web. So that's the difference. You know, that's why we need a roadmap in this group. We need to be able to convey that, why this is important, why it's worth solving, and that there's a clear plan on how to solve it. We need to propose that to the W3C membership and the web payments IG. Any questions? At least on, you know, the roadmap stuff.
That was helpful, Mario.
Okay.
It's Elf here. I just wonder where is this where roadmap created? There's no wiki as far as I can see, so is there any place where we can follow this kind of development of roadmap?
Yeah, there's a, it's in the, so the GitHub repository that you're looking at has all of our specs. Let me, and anyone can, you know, submit a pull request to that. Let me find the right directory for you, Elf.
I was just wondering, with wiki it's sometimes easier to see, because if everyone has a fork and then there are some work in progress, it's maybe hard to follow. But if there's one editor for the roadmap, maybe that's the main kind of repo to look at.
Yeah, well, the roadmap document's here. Let me give you another link. So we've got a, you know, respec document. About wikis, for whatever reason, W3C has stopped creating wikis for new community groups that I know of. I don't know if you have to request one or not, but if the group wants to work in a wiki, if the editors want to work in a wiki, we can certainly do that. Typically, what we've been doing is we've just been working in respec documents, which is what we're going to deliver to W3C anyway at the end of at the end of all of this. But really, it's whatever the editors want to use, they can use. So if the editors want to use Google Docs, or they want to use, you know, Microsoft Doc or whatever, they can use that. I think in general, W3C likes people to work in collaborative environments. So, and they also prefer non-proprietary collaborative environments. So a wiki or respec is best. Google Docs, you know, is next best, and then, you know, Microsoft Doc is usually the last thing W3C wants anyone working in.
Mm-hmm. So I understood Mark works on this roadmap. Are you leading it?
Mark and Mary are the task leaders for this.
Okay, so you push directly to the OpenCrit repo as you go, or...?
Yeah, every single check-in goes live immediately.
Hi, cool.
Yeah, so any modifications made on these specifications show up on the website within 15 seconds.
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
Okay. And Elf, please, if you want to work on any of this stuff, let us know, and we'd be happy to, you know, grant you access or do pull requests and things of that nature.
Okay, I will.
Okay. The other general question, I guess, with the roadmap. Sorry, Dave, you're having that scribe a lot for me. Is the other question on the roadmap is how do we go from where we are today to kind of the future that we want? You know, what is? I think the strategy right now is, you know, we're going to work on technical specifications in this group on what we believe the ecosystem should look like in the next 3 to 4 years. We're going to demonstrate how various players in the ecosystem interoperate with the specifications that we have. We're going to propose that to the Web Payments IG. The IG is going to propose that certain working groups are created to do the credentials work, because the payments work also needs it. And then hopefully those working groups start up, standardize the spec work that we're doing here while we work in parallel on the tooling necessary for success of these standards in the market. So I think that's the general strategy that we've kind of come to a consensus on over the last couple of months, but Is that what everyone else is thinking, or is that completely off base? What are the thoughts on that?
This sounds like a reasonable time frame and strategy.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else feel strongly one way or the other, or anyone else have an opinion on that strategy for now?
Manu, I just have one other question. Does it make sense to set up a timeline of goals for this so that we keep, or is that too formal?
It's really up to the group. So the thing that I've noticed, all working groups have to set up a timeline. They have to say when they're going to be done, and all working groups completely blow that timeline out of the water. It takes way longer than they think it's going to take. But I think it might be a useful exercise for us to just set some goals and say, you know, this is what we want to accomplish by when, because, you know, if we want to give people the idea that we feel that we could be done in 2 to 4 years, rather than them looking at the roadmap and saying, this looks like it's going to take them 15 years to do, they're going completely off the rails, you know, not interested in participating. So I think a timeline would be good, with the understanding that it's probably going to take way longer than any of us want it to take. Any other thoughts on timeline? Do we want one?
I personally favor a timeline. Mark speaking.
Okay.
I favor an accurate and kept up to date timeline.
Okay.
Elsewhere, I just posted the social web working group timeline, which is completely outdated, and now we pretty much need to schedule some kind of update of the timeline. And, you know, I also like timelines, but sometimes it's actually quite hard unless you really know exactly the steps you need to make. So I think maybe once we have the roadmap, it may make more sense to then try to put some timeframes on it.
Definitely.
Yeah, plus one elf. I think that makes a lot of sense. So roadmap first and then timeline. I mean, if someone wants to take a hack at the timeline, please do. You know, propose something, and then we can say whether or not we believe that's reasonable or not. It would be a good discussion for the community group to have. Because the roadmap document might not be done for another 3 months. Hopefully sooner, but, you know, it may take that long for us to get reviews and, you know, and comments about it done. Okay. I think, unless, does anyone else have anything, any other thoughts on the roadmap document? So how about this? If possible, Mark and Mary, do you think both of you working together could get a draft of this document out by the second week of January?
Speaking for Mark, I believe we can.
Okay.
Agreement from Mary. I'm going to back up with as fast as Mark wants to go. Frankly, you said second week, and I thought you were going to say second day. Either one feels doable.
Okay. We're gonna take a break. This is the last call for a while. We're taking a break so that people can just focus on getting the documents in better shape. And because of the holidays, I mean, everyone's going to not have, you know, a lot of time over the next couple of weeks. So, you know, especially with the signature stuff and the roadmap and hopefully the context, I'll try and talk with Nate and Sonny. When we come back in January, we should have something to review as a group. I think that's the goal I'd like the group to set today.
Sounds good.
Okay. Mary and Mark, if I forget, which I probably will, please remind me to show you the type of diagram the Web Payments IG has put together, the ecosystem diagram, because it's really good, and it may help you write the portions of the roadmap document. Just so you don't have to do go through that cycle of thinking. Okay. Anything else that we need to discuss today? If not, we can adjourn 15 minutes early.
Well, maybe if possible, I would have one question. Please let me know if it's out of topic for today.
Sure,
so
go ahead.
I rem- I remember when the last time I was looking at open badges, there were like two ways of doing that, a hosted assertion and signed assertion. And I have impression that now open credentials focus on this kind of signed way. Well, is there still anything like those kind of hosted assertions from open badges, or that's completely kind of irrelevant?
So there is definitely still hosted versus signed. In fact, the vast majority of the open badges, the last time we talked in this call, and this is in the previous minutes. So if you wanted to look back at the previous minutes, the majority of the open badges stuff is hosted, not signed. I think there are a number of people in this group that wants to see that trend kind of flipped, meaning that the default is a signed badge that you can kind of take with you wherever, and if the issuer of the badge goes away, that doesn't invalidate the badge. You can still get to the badge. The other use case that's really important, I think, and is what you were getting at in the mailing list, was that we want people to have the ability to self-host these badges and for the badges to be valid when they self-host it. So hopefully that kind of answers your question. You know, both are currently supported in open badges, hosted and signed. The vast majority of them are hosted today. A number of members in this group want to see more signed badges, and so we're trying to make it easier for that to happen. And then a use case that we're very interested in is you should be able to host your own badges.
I will definitely dig into past minutes to research these previous conversations. Just also the way I understand, so I still host my badge, but my badge, if it's a hosted one, it links to assertion where person can verify, because I can, you know, give myself a badge that I've been to the moon, and unless there's, let's say, some space agency which verifies this claim, then there must be this assertion. So I think it's kind of separate topics, with self-hosting the badge and having it pointing to some kind of assertion which one can use to verify this claim I make.
Eric, keep in mind that the call's recorded. Are you making a request to take the last set of comments off the record, or are you requesting to say something off record?
Requesting to say just a comment to Elf, that's fine. I just wanted to invite Elf to have a conversation with me offline, and I'll be happy to bring him up to speed and talk to him a little bit from the perspective of the hosted versus the signed and some of the things about identity that we're working on. I'd be happy to bring you up to speed. Don't know if we need to put that in the minutes or not, but that's, I just want to put that offer out there.
Thank you, Eric. That's very kind of you.
So feel free to reach out to me privately if you'd like.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Did that answer all the questions that you had, Elf, about the hosted versus signed stuff?
Yes. As I said, it might be off topic, but now I'm looking in the minutes and then ask Eric, so I will just get up to speed with that in next week.
Okay. All right. Anything else for the call today?
I just wanted to double check that then the signature stream will coordinate offline any further activity.
Yep, or the mailing list. Try to use the mailing list for all your coordination, even if it's just two people talking. Rope the rest of the group in so that they can follow along too. Take advantage of the community to give feedback while you're trying to figure this stuff out.
And for now, we're just posting to us, correct?
Posting, what do you mean by us? The CG?
Well, we had a conversation that was co-posting to another group. Right now, we're just posting.
Correct. Yep. We're just posting to the credential CG. Any other questions or comments before we adjourn? Okay. Thank you, everyone, for the call. Have a wonderful set of holidays coming up, and we'll meet again in the second week of January.
All right. Take care.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.